Okay, I'd like to share with you tonight an old tumul in Eretz Yisrael that had to do with the kashrus, the chumas and maisrus, that's based on a gemara here on the top of Zayin Amid Aleph. Let me tell you what it's about and what the tumul was about and the connection to the gemara. You all know there's a concept of demai. Demai is wheat or any peiros that you get from an amaretz, and they're chashud. Amaretz is chashud that he didn't separate chumas and maisrus. The Gemara here has a dispute if an amaretz is chashud are not separating maiser oni. Maiser rishon he doesn't want to separate because chumas maiser there's a fee of misa. He doesn't want to create chumas maiser. Maiser sheni he doesn't want to separate because he creates something you have to go to Yerushalayim. What about maiser oni? Would he separate maiser oni or not? So Rabbi Eliezer says, why not? An amaretz will separate maiser oni. There's no downside. So the Gemara on the top of Yudzayin says, Rabbanan Savri, Kiman de Trichalei Milsa Loi Mafrish. The Gersa we have in our Gemara is the Rabbanan say, it's a tircha for him to separate maiser oni, and therefore an amaretz is not going to separate it, and when you buy demai, you have to separate maiser oni. The kasha that bothers Rav Shlomo Zalman is what kind of tircha is it to separate maaser ani? And the amaretz is not giving it to the ani; he's just separating it to make it not be tevel. So, what kind of tircha is it? You say echa miyesa b'droima is maaser. I mean, if you were ever in Eretz Yisrael in the olden days, we used to have the nusach, and you read the nusach, and bang, presto, you separate truma maaser and trumas maaser, maaser sheni, maaser ani. All in one shot, it was saying a few words. Chazon Ish says, you don't even have to say the nusaf. You can separate Truma by saying, Truma Samai saying, I'm separating it according to the nusaf that says in Sefer Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish said, you don't even say the nusaf. So what does Gemara say? It's tircha like milsa? It's a tircha to separate Maisa Ani? What kind of tircha? Echad meyaser, harizu meyaser. So Shlomo Zalman, based on this, the Shlomo Zalman he has a few tshuvas on it. The first one is in the Mechash Shlomai, it's Helak Aleph, tshuva Nun Gimel, Ice Gimel. The Shlomo Zalman held, and he held the halacha this way, that in order to separate Meiser, you have to know how much Meiser you're separating. You have to know the exact amount. You have to know the amount. You certainly have to know what it means that something is Meiser. And you have to know what it means, b'deraima or b'tzvaina. You have to know what you're saying. And specifically, Rav Shlomo Zalman was ma'or on the hechsherim that go to farmers in Eretz Yisrael, who are fraya farmers. And the farmer makes the mashkiach, shliach, to separate chumas and maisers. He might not know what chumas and maisers are. He certainly doesn't know the exact count of how much produce he has. In Eretz Yisrael, they're not makbid that the Maisa Ani actually be given to an Ani, because the Maisa, as a matter of fact, and I'm makpid, the Maisa Rishon goes to a Levi either, which doesn't make me happy, because you're allowed to eat Maisa Rishon even if you're Tameh, the Levium would be having a good time. The Chazon Ish said that we have to be Boicher Harabi Miyutai, that if we're going to make them give away 10% to the Levi and 10% to the Ani, no one's going to do it. He said, "Livchar harabim miyutai to give achsherim as long as they separate, they make it as tevel, and the paida what you could be paida, and the truma they do a mashu and they spill it out, and that was the chazini, what the Chazon Ish did. So in Eretz Yisrael, this is the practice. The owner makes the mashkiach a shliach, and then the shliach says, echa miyesa sheish by bedroimai harizu maisani, and presto it's maisani, and then they don't force him to give it anyway, and everything goes on." Rav Shlomo Zalman was against it because he said that you have to have an exact amount. He said not only that the shliach has to have, the owner has to know the amount. Now he bases this on actually a Tosfos in Kiddushin Daf Chavav. There's the famous story, I think you've all bumped into it, at least in Bava Metzia, with Talmid Chachamim coming back in a boat, Erev Pesach, close to Pesach, Rav Gamliel and Rav Akiva and Rav Elazar ben Azariah and Rav Yeshua, were coming in a boat, and it was right before Pesach, and Rav Gamliel was afraid that the tevel in his house would be eaten by members of his family. So He called over a Levi, I think a Rishua was a Levi, and a Kayan, and a Ani, and he gave out on the boat, the food was in his house, and he gave out, he said, the way Rashi teaches, he said, one tenth in the bottom of the pile should be Truma, should be Meiser, and it goes to the Levi, and one tenth in the next part of the pile should be Meiser Ani, it goes to him, and that's how he gave it out. So that's what Rashi says. He made a Truma and he gave it out. So Tosfos says on that story that Rashi has it wrong. You think Rabbi Gamliel went on a boat trip and didn't separate Trumas and Maestris? It's a chazaka on a chaver. He doesn't leave his Trumas and Maestris tevel in his house. Secondly, says Tosfos, and Tosfos says this beferish, that on the boat you can't separate Truma and Maestris. You don't know the exact, the schum, you don't know the amount. If you don't know the amount, you can't separate Trumas or Maisers without knowing the amount that you're separating. This is the second kasha. And because of these kashas, Tosfos learns the story different. Tosfos learns that Rav Gamliel separated Trumas or Maisers before he left, but he didn't get around to giving it to the Levi and the Ani and the Kayin. And since it was the Shnas HaBiur, thank you, every third year you have to declare that I gave out all the Trumas and Maestris right before Pesach. So he had to just give it out. He wasn't separating it. He was telling Rabbi Yeshua, you're a Levi, do a Kenyan, right? The Machlokes in the Gemara is which Kenyan, to be kindest, so I will have given it out. So Rashi learns he separated Trumas and Maestris. And Tosfos learns, no, he just distributed it. But Tosfos says, Beferish, you have to know the amount. So Shlomo Zalman says, that's the pshat tircha le'milsa. It's a big tircha. You're talking about a farmer. He's got plenty of stuff. In order for him to know how much he's making ma'isani, tircha le'milsa, it's a big tircha. And that's why the Gemara says, the Amoris doesn't pachka with it, and he's not going to give out ma'isani. So this is Shlomo Zalman's chiddush. He says, Aloshin, you can't be daicha a rishon that says something beferish, without someone who argues. And there's no chalk in the feirish. So that's a shita, that the way they give out the Trumas Maestris is no good, because the owner doesn't know how much it is when he tells the shliach. And even the shliach, they get up and they say, Bedraimai, one-tenth is my sani, that's not good enough. You have to actually know the schum that you're giving out. Shlomo Zalman's yisayid is that hafroshas Trumas Maestris is like Chalukah Shutfim. Shutfim divide, they know what it is, and if they don't know what it is, then it's not, you can't divide, that's not called the chalukah. If I tell my shutf, if you get the Durham side, I get the Tzafim side, that's without being precise, it's not a chalukah. That is the Rav Shlomo Zalman's chiddush, and obviously it made waves in Eretz Yisrael. It was not makubal in Eretz Yisrael. He has a letter, he actually has a few more tshuvas about it. He prints a letter from one of the Gedolim of Eretz Yisrael in the previous generation in his Sefer, who says, he says, Mamish, what I was saying before, he said, everybody has cards with a Nusach, and the Dairis, the Nusach never says this exact Schum, it just says, you go to the grocery, and nowadays everything has a Hechsher, all the fruit stores, at least in the Frumin neighborhoods. When we were kids, it wasn't that way. Everybody had a little card with a Nusach, and you read it. Today, people have to know the fruit stores here sometimes sell produce from Eretz Yisrael, and you have to know that you have to separate Trumas and Maestris as well. Many years ago, we printed up a little card here in the shul with the Nusach. Nusach doesn't say an amount. So Shlomo Zalman responds that a person who has a bag of fruit in front of him, that's called knowing the amount. You don't have to weigh to know the exact grams, but you can see the amount with your eyes, that's called knowing the amount. If Shutfim would divide, they could divide that way. And that's his defense of it. And this was the tumul of a tircha le'milsa. So the question is, how was he going to learn this gemara? What does it mean an ani is tircha le'milsa? So the rebuttal to Rav Shlomo Zalman says, brings the following based on a marit. He says it's tircha le'milsa because the Amoret thinks that to separate Trumas Maisa ani, you have to actually physically separate it, which is not true. That's what he's saying is that the Amoretz thinks Rav Shlomo Zalman is right. And he said, so he thinks I have to go through a whole tircha. But he's wrong. Really, it's not a tircha. Just the Amoritz thinks it's a tircha. So that's what they write to Rav Shlomo Zalman, and they bring a Marit, and Rav Shlomo Zalman rather says, yeah, because the Marit holds like Rashi over there in Kiddushin and the story of the boat. So Lushitasa, he doesn't agree with Taisus, and he says it's a Tos, but really it's not a Tos. So this is the tumult that existed. So I'd like to add my own two cents to the tumult and bring a raya. It's really, I'm not saying any Kiddushin. If you would have read this Rebbe Akiva Eiger, you would have this raya too. In Simen Shin Lamed Aleph, this is actually a Simen Shulchan Aruch Hilchus Hafroshes Trumas Umaisus. It's an amazing Simen because L'Doiris this was not Noigeya, so it has. It's a Simen with about 80 Sifim, and it's got like 10 Sifim on each page. Very little Shachin Taz, very little Pischei Tshuva, very little Mefarshim because it wasn't so Laloch L'Maisa. But there's a Shas Machlaikis there. There's a Machlaikis. The name of the machlokes is whether you say chazaka shliach oisa shlichusai. It means the following: chazaka shliach oisa shlichusai. In the Gemara's case, you make a shliach to put out an erev tchumen for you. So he goes, did he do it? Didn't he do it? You don't know. You tell somebody, oh, you're going, you're in camp. You say, oh, you're going to Laksheldrake. Stop on the way, drop off an erev tchumen for me. Did he do it? Didn't he do it? The machlokes in the Gemara, if you can rely chazaka. Shliach asr shlichusa, you can rely on the chazaka that the shliach did it. So by the rabbanans, we zicha say, you can rely, like the Erev Tchumen, you can rely on chazaka shliach asr shlichusa. What about by separating Trumas and Maestris, which is their Isa? Could you rely on a chazaka shliach asr shlichusa? So the Mechaber says in the Shulchan Aruch that you cannot. The Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch says you can't rely on a chazaka shliach asr shlichusa, it's a their Isa. You have to check with him. Mechaber is incredible chumrah. He says, if I know how much wheat I have, I tell the shliach, give it away. You have to give away 10% here and 10% there. And, you have to, it's 20%, it's nicker and the truma, a little over 20%. And I tell him, and then I go there and I see that 20% is missing. I would think then for sure. He says, even then it's no good. Because maybe someone else came and separated it for you. And when your shliach came, you saw it was separated already, he didn't do anything. As I invite, the mechaber holds, there's no chazak or shliach or shlichus. The Ramah says, Yeshaimrim, Kedarkai, he says that we do say chazak or shliach or shlichus. You can rely that the shliach did a shlichus. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger is mazber. Really, by deraisis, we don't say chazak or shlichus. Why here? So he says the following. He says, by Trumas Umaisris, since it's nicker, when you go there, it's nicker if the amount was taken or not taken. You can tell if it was taken or not taken. The shliach that you send thinks like this. You send someone to separate Trumas Umaisris. He thinks, if I don't separate Trumas Umaisris, it'll be a michshol. I'm going to be machshol him. But, he says to himself, the owner can tell. Now the shliach doesn't think someone else will do it. So Zokra B'Kiva Eiger, the shliach thinks to himself, why nichshol? He'll come, he'll see that 20% is not missing. So, ain't chazok a shliach a shlichusai? Because a shliach who's afraid he'll be machshol his mishaleach, he's going to be careful. By tchumin, he'll be careful. The person's going to rely on him. But here, Zokra B'Kiva Eiger, the normal mindset of the shliach is, it's not so terrible if I don't do it. He'll come and he'll notice. Therefore, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it depends. If someone sends me to separate trumas, if he knows how much produce there is, he tells me, I have 25 bushels, separate. Says then, there's no chazaka isa shlichusai. Then it's taka true, there's no chazaka isa shlichusai. Because the shliach thinks, he knows it's 25 bushels. He knows when he comes, it should be missing at least 5 bushels. And so he'll see, it's not missing. There's no, that's when we say, Ein chazak shliach ha'isr shlichusa. When does the Ramah say, we do say shliach ha'isr shlichusa? When the sender has no idea how much there is. He tells me, I don't know how much there is. Whatever there is, separate Trumas Umaisris. In that case, the shliach is going to be very conscientious because he knows it'll be machshol the sender. And there, so Rabbi Akiva Eiger, in the name of the Mishnah Lamelas, makes this chilek if the person sending me knows how much there is or doesn't know how much there is. That's Divrei Rabbi Akiva Eiger and Mishloach Melech. It seems to me this is mefurish, not like at least one part of the Rishlam Zalman. The part of Rishlam Zalman where he says the sender has to know the amount, it seems to be mefurish there, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, Mishloach Melech, they take it up for a pashtus. They take it up for a pashtus that the sender doesn't have to know. That's not a proof that the shliach who separates doesn't have to know. But Rishlam Zalman says that the mashaleach has to know, seems to be a proof differently. So at any rate, this is the tumul. What's interesting is that the Gra changes the girsa. Our Gemara says that he's not going to separate my son, he's keeping the tirchalei milsa. It's a bother. So there, Shlomo Zalman has his whole pshat, a bother. What type of bother? You just do the nusach. The Gra says, keeping the sanyalei milsa. Because he hates this business with Trumas and Maestris. You know, I'm Eretz, doesn't he? Not Gairis it. So he's not Gairis it from Kite. You know, he really hates it. So the Gra's girsa says, sanyalei milsa. Possibly he had the kasha. What kind of tirch is it? So the girsa, at least of the Gra, is a teretz to Rishlam Zalman's taina. Rishlam Zalman says most Rishayim had the girsa tirchalei milsa, and he sort of stands in his own. And the chassidim Rishlam Zalman, you'll find them separating trumas and maasros again, even with a hechsher. And the rest of the velt at least did not take on the chumra. But it's interesting from this one line came the tirchalei milsa, and in afresh came. This whole tumult that from Rishon is on. Welcome back, everybody, for the Newsman.